Begin the current daven. So let's get in Daf Yud Zayin. We begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues and discusses the last case of the previous Mishnah, which is we had a Mishnah that said although there's halacha of the shliach bringing the get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, he has to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. However, what's the halacha? And that's what the Mishnah discussed. If he doesn't say that entirely, he says only half, or he says half, and another person says the other half. So regarding the majority of the cases, the halacha was that it's possible. There was a case that there was an argument about. Then the Mishnah concludes with this case, where echad im b'fanei nechtav, if one person who is bringing the get, meaning more than one person is bringing the get, one of them says in front of me was written, the shnayim oimrim b'faneinu nechtav, and two people say, so there's three people, and two people say in front of us it was signed, kasher, then it's going to be kasher. That is the halacha of the Mishnah. Now, on that explains the Gemara, omrib ami omrib yechanon. And just like Rabbi Yechanan qualifies on the previous stuff, a previous halacha of the Mishnah, that's going to be relevant for this discussion, that Rabbi Yechanan is qualifying this last halacha of the Mishnah. And that says Rabbi Yechanan, lo yishon, we didn't learn that it's going to be kasher, elisha get yitzi mitachas yad eit kesiva. Only if, who is the shliach over here? There's three people, but the one that's the actual shliach that's bringing it is the one who is testifying individually that he saw in front of him it was being written, where the halacha always is that the shliach, who the Rabbanan gave a special status for the shliach of bringing a get, that we believe him like two people. Where didnasu, you know what ends up happening now is? Kishnayim alzeh, it comes out that it's like you have two people on the writing, because the shliach himself, when he says b'fanei nechtav, he's believed like two people. So it's like two people verifying the writing. Ukishnayim alzeh, it's like you have two people on the chasima, because there are two people actually. Two people came along with the shliach, and they're verifying the signing because they saw it signed in front of them, so they know that it's kosher. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan is qualifying the permissibility of this case of the Mishnah. Aval, however, explains Rabbi Yochanan, mitachas yidei edi chasima. But if let's say the shluchim were only the two people that are verifying the signatures, then pasul. Then even though they're both who are the shluchim are bringing it. And they're even saying, they don't essentially, that not just not saying anything, they're even verifying that we saw it signed, still it's going to be possible. So explains the Gemara, Al-Muksava, obviously we see the Rabbi Yechanan holds, and again, this is like the second version of the, when Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda had explained in Rabbi Yechanan in the previous halacha of when one says b'fanei nechtav and one says b'fanei nechtam, which was the previous Daf's discussion, here we're going like the second version of Rabbi Yechanan in that halacha, not like the halacha that was paskin like Rabbi Papachana, that shnayim sheviu get from din dasiyam. Obviously, when two people bring a get from overseas, tzrichin sheyomru b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam, that they still, even though there's two witnesses, which if let's say we went with like Rava's approach of eidim mitzuyin lekaima, that's why you don't usually have witnesses that are around. So you need the shliach to have to say so that we avoid the problem of the husband contesting. When there's two people, Rava says there's no need for them to say because let them contest. We have two people that can verify it because they're here and they're from overseas. On that, says Rabbi Yechanan that no. Even with two, you have to say b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam because it's like Rabba, who says the concern is because of lishma. Fine, you're two people, you can verify the signatures. But who's going to tell us that it was written lishma? We need you to say it even though that you're two people. Now, in this case, if let's say the two shluchim were the ones who are saying b'faneinu nechtam, and only one person is saying b'fanei nechtav, we do not have a valid statement of b'fanei nechtam from the shluchim, because the shluchim are not verifying the writing. That's someone else that's doing that. That's not valid, as we explained on the previous stuff, where that there's that explanation of even in the case when one of the two shluchim says b'fanei nechtam, one says b'fanei nechtam, that's going to be possible. Same thing would apply in this case. Now, that asked the Gemara, Omli Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Ami, who he was giving this, saying over this interpretation from Rabbi Yechanan, and he says, El Me'ata, now based on your interpretation of this last case of the Mishnah, that you qualified that there is a requirement, and that's why it won't be valid if in this last case, if the two are shluchim, are the Eidei Chasima, because even when you have two people or more bringing the get, they also have to say, b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. It's only in this case where the one shliach is like two on the ksiva and then you have two on the chasima. But then it comes out, then Reisha Diktani, regarding the previous case mentioned in Mishnah, which is what we discussed in the previous daf, where the Mishnah tells us, if shnayim oimrim b'faneinu nechtav, if two people say in front of us it was written, The Echadoyim, and then there's a third person that says, Bafanai Nechtem, in front of me, it was signed. So on that, there's a machlekes. Tanakama, Rabban hold Pasel, it's Pasel. Rabbi Yehuda Machshi says it's Kasher. Now, on that says Rabasi to Rabami. Now, where it comes out according to your interpretation is, Dafila get Yitzim Mitachas Yidei Shneim. What would come out is that even if the get is being delivered by more than one person, even if two people are delivering, or let's say all three, it would come out that Pasel Rabban, the Rabban would say it's Pasel. Because since here the only way that they're working is based on the rabbinic enactment of Bafani Necht, Bafani Nechtam, because as we said, even if two or three people are bringing it, they still have to say the requirement. It's only in the last case of the Mishnah where you're really avoiding that. In other words, because the one who is the Shliach is saying Bafani Nechtav, he's just not saying Bafani Nechtam, but that's okay because that's being plugged by two other witnesses. But if, let's say, you're working within the framework of Bafani Nechtav, then that has to be a full-fledged statement, and that you don't have in this case of the previous case of the Mishnah, where two are saying Bafaneinu Nechtav, and one is saying Bafanei Nechtam. Well, how is that going to work? Even if they're all Shluchim, it's not valid, because even all Shluchim, even if two or three people bring it, have to say a full-fledged Bafaneinu Nechtav, Bafaneinu Nechtam. So Amalei, and so Rabbi says, yes, that's correct. That would be the halacha in the previous case where it would be possible, even in such a case, even if it's not just one shliach, which even if there's like two shluchim, which was exactly like the second version of Rabbi Yechanan on the previous stuff. Which Taisa points out that Rabasi's question was only regarding, he wanted to understand, so what are they arguing about, which is what we went into length on the previous stuff. It's just that the Gemara here didn't bother going into the whole discussion about saying, well, if that's the case, that they're arguing regarding even if they're all shluchim, then what's the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and so on, which we discussed in the previous stuff. But again, according to this interpretation, Rabbi Ami is saying that Rabbi Yechanan holds like the second version of Rabbi Yechanan of Rabbi Shmuel Yehud in the previous stuff, which again means to say that even if two people bring a get, they have to say Bafaneinu Nechtam, Bafaneinu Nechtam, and therefore if they don't say a full-fledged between the two of them, then it's not going to be valid. Now, Zimnan, however, another time, Ashgeche, Rabbi Asi encountered Rabbi Ami, the Yosef Akama, that he was sitting and saying this halach, he said, that even if, in this last case of the Mishnah, if let's say that there are three people bringing it, one says Bafanei Nechtav, two people say Bafaneinu Nechtam, and the shluchim of the get are actually the two that are verifying the signatures, it's the two that say Bafaneinu Nechtam, they're the shluchim, still says Rabami that kasher, it's going to be kasher. That says the Gemara, Almuk Savad, that obviously that Rabami holds, Shnaim Shaviu get Mimedin Nesayam, that if two people bring a get from Medin Nesayam, that ain't Srichet Shiyam Bifanein Nechtav Bifanein Nechtav, that they don't have to say Bifanein Nechtav Bifanein Nechtav, because if they did have to say, then how would it be valid? Because here, you have the two that are the Shluchim, you have to say, and you're only saying on the Chasim, you're not saying on the Ksiva. So who's that other person? That's not valid, because no one's saying a full Bifanein Nechtav Bifanein Nechtav, and therefore, it seems like, from the fact that you're saying that it's kosher, it's because you don't have to say. And that's because, like Rava says, it's because Hakim Shtaris the Alma. So if you have two people, they don't have to say anything. They can verify if it's being contested. Now, on that, Omli Rabasi. So Rabasi said to Rabami, El Miata, but if that's the case, so now he's saying the other way around, which was like the first version of Rabbi Yechanan. So then Reish Diktani, so the earlier case in the Mishnah, which says, Shnaim Oyim Bifaneinu Nechtav, if two people say in front of us, it was written. Ve'echad Oyim Bifaneinu Nechtav, one says in front of me, it was signed. That it's a machleik is, according to Tanakhama, apostle, it's possible to read the machshir, but he says it's kasher. So, again, he's making the same inference which was on the previous Gemara's discussion on the top of Ahmed Beis, which asked the line of question according to the first version of Rabbi Yechanan. So, taima de ena ge yitzim mitachas yidei shneim. It sounds like that when would it be possible is only if it's not being delivered by both. Ha get yitzim mitachas yidei shneim, but if let's say the get was being delivered by both, they were both shluchim. That, oh, then Machsh Rabban, then Rabban, although they're quoted in that case as saying that it's possible, because neither one said a full Bafanei Nechtam, Bafanei Nechtam, but that's only because one of them is the Shliach, and he's not saying a full Bafanei Nechtam, Bafanei Nechtam. But if they were both Shluchim, then who cares if you don't say? You don't have to say it anyway, because you're going like Rava, where it's only because of Ein Eidim Mitzurim L'Kamei, which you have when both Shluchim are around. Then it would come out according to what you're saying, that the Rabban would say it's Kasher. So Amalei in, he says yes, and again, as Taisa said, that would be the whole questioning, if that's the case, and what are you arguing about? And it would be regarding if you geizer dim aslach luf b'kishtar mis d'almo, if you're geizer or you're not geizer, and so on. But be that as it may, Ravasi asked Rabami, but Vazimnin lo yamrit lon hachi. But a different time, you didn't tell me like this. You said the other way around. You said that when two Edom bring the get, then they have to say b'fanenenachodavbenefanenechdom. Now the way you're saying the other way around, that when two people bring it, they don't have to say it. So Amaleis, Rabami responded to Ravasi. He said, Yosid he shaloi timut. It's a peg that will not move. In other words, what he's trying to say is, you're right. Then I said the other way, but this second version is the one that's true. And again, he's paskening like the first version of Rabbi Yechanan, which was like the halacha of Rabbi Baba Chana, that when two people bring a get, they don't have to say b'faneinu nechtem, b'faneinu nechtem. And therefore, regarding all these cases, that when we said that was two or three people in the Mishnah that says that's going to be pasul, because they didn't say a full-fledged b'faneinu nechtem, b'faneinu nechtem, that's only because only one is the shliach. But if, let's say, two are the shluchim, then it's okay. It doesn't make a difference what you said, because they don't have to say it anyway, because, like we say, like Rava, it's because ain edim tzvi lekaimai, and when they're around, or like Rabbi Chana's svar was, that ma'ilu yemer b'faneinu girshu, two people are believed, and therefore we have no reason to be concerned about the husband's contesting, and therefore it's going to be kosher in such a case. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Now, moving on to the other elements of the get, specifically regarding the date that's written on the get, and regarding the concern of what's known as a get muktam, regarding a predated get before it was actually executed. So the Mishnah tells us, nichtav b'yayim b'nechtam b'yayim. If let's say the get was written during the day, and on that same day it was signed, or b'layla v'nechtam b'layla, it was written at night, and at the same night it was signed, or b'layla v'nechtam b'yayim, or let's say it was written at night, and it was written on the subsequent day, which is one halachic day, because the day, the Jewish day starts at night and goes to the next night. So therefore, in all these cases, it's not what's called a get muktam, it's not a predated get, because the date that's written when it was written is the same date as when it was signed. So then that get is going to be kosher. It's kosher. But if b'yoyim b'nechtem b'layla, if it was written during the day and you wrote the date, then it was signed at night, which is already the next halachic day, then pasul is going to be pasul, because it's what's known as muktam. Because when you look at the get, it looks like that on, let's say, Tuesday during the daytime that she was divorced. But it's not true. It was only signed on Tuesday night, which is already halachically Wednesday, and therefore she was only divorced the following day. And the Gemara is going to explain, so what is that a problem for? Why is that an invalidating factor for this get? Now, however, Bishimon argues, and he says such a get is going to be kasher, because Shahayir Bishimon actually said this halacha. He said, kala gitin, all documents of a sale or of a gift or of a loan, if it was written during the day, let's say on Tuesday day, and it was signed at nighttime Tuesday night, which is already halachically Wednesday, then yes, he agrees it's going to be possible, because what's going to happen is that they're going to come, the lender, who all the borrower's properties become indebted to him, he's going to come and collect from anyone that purchased from the estate, which is encumbered to him already, and it's indebted to him from that day, from the day that it was written, because that's the date written on there. But that's not halachically correct. Because if someone bought on Tuesday that day, then, or after that time when it was written, but if it was before the time when it was signed, which was the next day, which was already the next night, then halakhically is not allowed to collect. But he will collect because it has the date of the previous day. So therefore, yes, in general it's possible. Chutz migitei nashim, except for divorce documents of women where the get is not used for collection purposes, it's just used regarding the divorce. And therefore, the Gemara will explain so why Reb Shimon holds that that's different, and since it's not for collection, so if the date was predated, it's okay. That's not going to invalidate the get. Now, as a way of explaining the halacha and the machlekes of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings the Imar, Mipnei ma tiknu zman begin. So before we understand if a zman muktim, if a predated of when the actual get was executed and finished, which is with the signing, when it was written in the earlier date, which is, let's say, the day before, then if that's a problem or not, what's the purpose? Why did the rabbis institute a date to be written on a get? So as Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, and again, the question is, because since it's not used for collection purposes, a regular document that's used for collection, we understand why we need a date, so that we know when are things owned by, or when did the shibudim begin. But regarding a get, why would you need it? So Rabbi Yechanan Amar, he says, Meshum basa chayse, because of his niece, his sister's daughter, which, as is brought in the Talmud, that there's was a special mitzvah to marry one's sister's daughter. Now, we're talking about such a case where his niece is his wife. Now, the problem is, let's say it can happen that she was mezana, she was acted immorally with another man while she was married to him. Now the problem is, it's his niece. So he's going to have mercy on her. He doesn't want her to die with chenek, with being choked. So what he's going to do is he's going to write a get for her without any date. If there's no requirement for a date, then he's going to give it to her. When they come, the witnesses come and testify in the courts that she was mezana as a married woman. She's going to take it again, and she's going to say, "Well, I was divorced at that time." No, it's not appropriate for a single woman to have relations with another man. But I was single, and I don't get chenek. That's what's going to happen if we don't have a date. So to prevent that, we require dates, and therefore she can't go ahead and claim she was divorced at that time because the witnesses are testifying it was on Monday, and the get was only written on Tuesday. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says they instituted a date. Rish Lakish, he gives a different interpretation. He says, Mishum Peiros, because of the produce, which is from the time of the get and onward. If let's say the husband, who during the marriage was able to, there's two types of nechasim of estates that the wife brings into the marriage. There's Nechsei Milug and there's Nechsei Tzayim Parzel, which for our discussion, we're discussing what's known as Nechsei Milug, which are certain type of properties where he can use the peiros, the fruits or the utility of it, and he could utilize it, he could sell it, he could make money off it. Now, if let's say he sells it after the date of the get, she can then go back and collect from those purchases, saying, "Wait, he wasn't allowed to sell at that time because the get was already executed." Now, the problem is if there was no date on the get, he would continue after divorcing her, selling. When she comes to court and says, "What's he doing? He has no rights. I'm a single woman. He divorced me already. He can't use my stuff." She's going to be on the bottom in the sense of because she's going to have to prove that it was actually that he sold it after gerushin, because he's going to say, "No, it's not true. I sold it before I divorced you." And she's going to say, "What are you talking about? We're divorced already a month." And he says, "Prove it." And she's not going to have a proof because there's no date in the get to prove when she was divorced. Therefore, Shlakish says they instituted a date, which is to now when the date is done, if he's going to sell after that date, she can go ahead and say, "Look, I was divorced already at this date. You got to give me back the stuff my husband sold. He had no rights to sell the peiros of my nechsei milug." That's the two different interpretations. So the Gemara wonders, Rish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Rish Lakish say like the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan? That the reason is, like Rabbi Yochanan said, because of the concern that if he's married to his niece, he's going to try to cover up for her that she doesn't get the death penalty for being mezana during the marriage. So that Amalach Rish Lakish would tell you as we continue on Tamid Beis, is nus lo yishchicha. It's not so common for people to be mezana. And therefore the Rabbanu would not concern that maybe he's married to his niece and he's going to try to cover up to her. That wouldn't be a reason why they would have instituted a date to be written on the get. Now, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Rish Lakish, why doesn't he say like Rish Lakish? The reason is because of the payers of the Nechsei Milug to prevent the husband from selling after that she was already divorced. So that the Gemara answers very simply, because Ksav Rabbi Yochanan holds, Yesh Labal Peiros at Shas Nesina. The husband actually has the rights to the produce until the get is actually given to her. Now, therefore, it doesn't make a difference, and therefore wouldn't help to write a date on the writing of the get, because when she comes to collect from the ones who purchased from her husband, saying that he sold it to you after I was divorced, she anyways has to bring witnesses who can prove when she received the get, because the writing of it, what's that going to help? That the date on there doesn't have any relevance, because even after the get was written, or even signed, he could still have the rights to the peiros of the Nechsei Milug, and therefore that such dating wouldn't help. And then Rabbi Yochanan says that's not the reason for the date, because anyway she would have to bring witnesses that prove when she received the get. Only then does he lose the rights of the peiros of the Nechsei Milug. Now the Gemara continues asking on these interpretations. That Bishlam Rish Lakish, we understand according to the interpretation of Rish Lakish, Mishum Hachi Komach Shir Bishim. And again, this is a machloikis in the Mishnah regarding a get muktim, where the date is a Zman Muktim, where the date written on it is a day, let's say, earlier than when it was signed. So it was before that there was the execution of the get. Now, we can understand now by this get Muktim why Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, because Rabbi Shimon holds, as the Gemara will later on explain, that once the husband, which the terminology uses, Nosen Einav Lagarsha, once he just already decides he's going to divorce her, just from that deciding, he already loses his rights to the payers of her Nechsei Milug. Now, therefore, if the woman comes to collect from the purchasers of her husband who sold the payers from the date of when it was written, well, that's definitely okay that she could do that, even though it was only signed, let's say, the next night, because, forget about the writing, even when he just decided he wants to divorce her, even from then he has no rights to sell it anymore. But the explanation of the opinion, the Rabbanan, the Gemara will explain later on. But the Gemara is addressing Reb Shimon's halacha. According to Rish Lakish, it makes a lot of sense, Rav Shimon's halacha, that it's going to be kasher, because the writing for sure will already make him lose his ability for the pace of Nechse Milog. And therefore it's good that we're writing a date, at least even when there's writing, so that she could go ahead and collect from whoever purchased from him after the date of the writing, even though it was only signed the next day. Who cares? It's not the signing, for sure not the giving. It's even before that, maybe even before the writing was done. But El Rabbi Yechon, but asked the Gemara Kondi Rabbi Yechon, it says that the reason why there's a date on the get was because that the husband shouldn't protect and try to cover up for his knees. Well, then my time with Rabbi Shimon the Machshir. Then why does Rabbi Shimon say that it's kosher in this case? But very likely it could be where she's going to be mezana on that same night when it was written, because maybe this is a type of marriage where he's fed up with her and she's already going other places and she's mezana that night. Now the thing is, she's still a married woman, because as long as the get is not signed, it definitely wasn't given to her yet, because they can't give it without the signatures. Now, when the witnesses come and testify regarding her znus, she's going to take out her get, and you know what it's written? It's written from that day or that night, and she's going to say that, hey, I'm divorced. Now, the truth is that she's not, because it was only written then, but it wasn't signed then. So the question is, why would Reb Shimon say it's going to be kosher in that case, if you're going to run into the problem of why the whole point of the dating was written in the first place, which was that he shouldn't cover up. We shouldn't run into this problem of her covering up for her being mezana. But that is going to happen if we're saying it's a valid get, even though it was written on the prior day than it being signed. So I'm would tell you that Aliv Reb Shimon Lekamina. You're right. I wasn't saying my interpretation of why a date is written on the get according to Reb Shimon. And that is, Rabbi Yechon is essentially saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, for sure, the reason why get was written with a date was not because of the concern of covering up for his niece. Rather, like Rish Lakish had said, because of Peiros, which again, that makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, that because of Peiros, where he loses the rights for sure from writing, so therefore, it's going to be kosher even if the date is from the writing before the signing. Ki kamina alibi drabbanon. When was I saying my interpretation was going according to the opinion of the Rabbanon? And actually, that's why the Rabbanon say it's possible, because they hold the reason why you're writing the date is because of covering up for the niece. Covering up for the niece, well, then we can't say it's a kosher get if it's written on one day and only signed the following day, because then you might run into the problem where she's going to be mezana when it was written, and she's really an eshes hesed, and she deserves chenek. Therefore, such a predated get is not valid. So now the Gemara goes the other way now. Says, okay, if that's the case, well, bishlam Rabbi Yechanan. So it's very well understood according to Rabbi Yechanan that he said according to Rabbanan, the reason is because of covering up for the niece. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, he says the reason of the date is because of Peiros. Meaning according to Rabbi Yechanan, this is the Hainu de'ikabein Rabbi Shimon l'Rabbanan. That is exactly the reasoning of their machlekes. Where according to Rabbanan, the reason why it's the get is possible when it's predated is because of the problem you're going to run into where it's going to be covering up for the niece. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's kosher because he holds the reason for the date is because of the pay race of the produce of the Nechse Milog. Therefore, get muktim is kosher, because even if she goes and she grabs back from those who purchased from her husband from the time when it was written, that's very well done, because that's for sure when he was nosan ein l'begarshav, he's writing to get, he's definitely thinking about divorcing her. Now, but el Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, my ikabein Rabbi Shimon l'Rabbanon, what is the difference between the Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon? In other words, what are they arguing about? Why do the Rabbanan say it's possible? Why is it possible? If everyone holds the reason for this man, for the date, is because of the woman going back and collecting from those who purchased from her husband after it was written, but that she's allowed to do because that's the reason why this man was written, which is because of the Peiros. And that we just explained before, that from the time that it's written, even from before when he wants to divorce her, he has no rights to sell. So why the Rabbanan say it's possible because it was only signed later? Who cares? But the writing already made him lose the rights. So that's what the Gemara explains. This is exactly the machlekes between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. What is the halachic status of the pace of the Nechse Milug between the time of when he writes the get and when he signs the get? Where according to Rabbanan, the only time that the woman's allowed to go ahead and collect back from her nechasim that was sold by her husband is only from the time of when it was signed and onward. Because actually, he's allowed to go ahead and sell up until when it was signed. Therefore, when you have this predated situation where it's written on one day and only signed the following day, it's going to be possible. Because she's going to go ahead and collect from the date which is written on the get, which is the date that it was written, and people are going to think that's the date when it was signed. Now, whereas, according to Reb Shimon, he holds that already from the time when it was written, she could go ahead and get it back because he can't sell. And therefore, it's going to be kosher. That's exactly what they're arguing about regarding if it's the ksiva that he loses the rights or it's the chasima, like according to the Rabbanan. And that's where Rabbanan says it's possible, and Shimon says it's kosher. But the Gemara asked that regarding our discussion that we just had, but vo'ibcha shamin and luhu, we actually learned the opposite of these opinions of Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, because the Idma we learned, from when is it that the woman could go ahead and take back from the produce which was sold from her husband after the time she got divorced? Rabbi Yechon says from the time that the get was written. Rish Lakish says from the time that it was given. Problem is, if we look at the way it was explained in our Gemara, we said in the top of the Yomid that the reason why Rabbi Yechon didn't say like the interpretation of Rish Lakish is because he holds that the Baal has peiros until the time that it was given, which means to say she could only collect from that time, and here he's saying Mishas Kasiva. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, we said that either from the time that it was written or from the time that it was signed, that's what he says, Machlekes, between Rabban and Bishim and our Mishnah, and yet here he's saying it's from the time that it was given. So the Gemara says, Epech, you have to switch around the attribution of this last statement that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish to the way it was discussed in the previous Gemara, that actually it's Rabbi Yechon that says Mishas Nesina, but not before that. And Rish Lakish is the one that says it's Mishas Ksiva, which again, that's the Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, if it's Mishas Ksiva or Mishas Chasima. Now the Gemara asks on the fundamental principle of this Gezeira of Zman, of that we said why a date has to be written on the get. Amalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef. Abayla asked Rabbi Yosef that we learned in the Mishnah Daf Pei Vav Med Aleph that says Gimel Gitin Psulim. There are three invalid Gitin, which are problematic because they're not written as a get supposed to be written. Now, one of those cases is if there are witnesses on the get, but there's no date on the get. Now, additionally, we learned over there that says Ve'imnisis, but if she gets married with this one of these three Gitin Psulim, Havlat is Kasha. The child will be Kasha, will not be considered a Mamzer. And what essentially that means to say is, although we consider this as a get, that's possible, but after the fact, it is going to be valid. And it's not like we consider still her like a married woman to make the child into a mauser. That's what the Mishnah says over there. And that asks Abaya, Mahahi'ilu Chachomim b'takantin. So what did the Chacham then gain? Their whole takano of writing a get, a date in a get, which again, either like Rabbi Yechonan, because he wants to cover up for his niece, which is his wife, or because like Rish Lakish says, because a peiros that the woman should be able to collect what's rightfully hers. Problem is, if after the fact the get is going to be okay without this man, but then you're running into the problems. Why the whole purpose of why they instituted a date in the first time? So on that, the Gemara says, Ahanu delikatchila loytinase. What they did gain was that initially, she's not going to be able to go ahead and get married with such a get. In other words, since that's the case that the rabbis say a get needs to have a date because of those two concerns, if the husband wants to go ahead and write a get without a date, let's say to cover up for his niece, or because he wants to be able to, you know, the wife doesn't realize what's going on, so he's just going to give it without a date, and then he's going to continue selling the produce after she's divorced, the scribes of the judges will not write it for him, and witnesses will not sign for him because they can say, hey, where's this man? Where's the date? We know a get has to have a date. That's what we gained. You're right. After the fact, it's going to be a valid get. But the Rabbanan's takana, which was because of either one of these concerns, is going to happen because it's going to avoid people making such a get for him. Now, but the Gemara continues to ask, but you could still get around it. Why? Because let's say, oh, fine, no scribe is going to write for him a get without a date. No one's going to sign without a date. But after that, they went and they made a get for him with a date. Gazil is man the date. You know what he's going to do? Very simply, he's going to tear off the date. Again, either because he wants to cover over for his niece or because he wants to sell produce. And then we have it in the halal. Then he's going to give it to her without a date. Now, then what's going to happen is it's going to be considered a get she'en b'zman. And we mentioned from that Mishnah, Pevav, if she gets married, the child will be kosher. She's not going to be messing her up because her child will not be considered a mamzer. Now, the thing is, however, when he divorces her, she's going to have a chazaka that she's megureshes and she's not going to die. So my, what exactly did the Chacham gain in the Takana? Because he's going to be covering up for her. Very simply. What do you mean? Then no one's going to write a get for him? Fine, write it with a date. He'll just tear it off and he'll give it to her. And she's considered divorced, so she'll be able to show, oh, look at my get. Oh, no date? I guess it tore off. But it's valid after the fact, so she's going to be considered divorced. So how are we gaining the whole reason why this man is there? So that he shouldn't cover over for her if she was Mizana, that she shouldn't get Chenik. So Amalei, so on that, Rav Yisrael responded to Abaye, says, Lo Ramai, for such trickery, which is so obvious and blatant, because, hello, why was this torn off? No one's going to do something like that. And therefore, Lo Yichashin, and the rabbis were not concerned for such a thing, because that's too blatant, and no one's going to do something as blatant as that, as to be ripping off, and therefore, that's not a problem for us to be concerned that as if lo ha'il chacham betakantim, because no one's going, we're not concerned someone's going to do that. But Abai continues asking, let's say kasev by shavua. Let's say on the get, the date only says which of the 7 year cycle it is of the yovel cycle, which is that there are 7 shemitah cycles in the 50 years of the yovel. He doesn't write which year it is. He just writes which one of the 7 year cycle it is of the 7 cycles in the Yovel cycle. Or let's say he writes only the Shana. Let's say he writes only what year it is, doesn't write what month it is. Or he writes Chodesh, what month it is, but he doesn't write what week it is. Or he writes Shabbos, what week it is, but he doesn't write what day it is. My, what would be the halacha? So Amalei's Rabbi Yosef said to him, kosher, it's going to be kosher, even like atchila, even initially, that fulfills the obligation of writing a date. That asks Abayu, maha ilu chachom betakana, then what exactly did the sages gain with their whole takana? But that's not going to stop people from writing it in such a way where, hello, if she was Mizana, he could just write the year and she'll say, oh, it's early in the year. Or he'll be able to sell the Paris and she won't be able to collect. So Amar Rav Yisrael says, not true. Ahanu l'shavu d'kameh. You know what they gained by requiring a date, even though it's writing in a 7 year window? It helps for, let's say, in regarding if the concern of if she was Mizana, where if it's writing what 7 year window it is, if regarding the Shemitah cycle before that, where if she was Mizana in the 7 years before that, then she will get killed. Or Olishavu Debasre, or it helps for the next Shemitah cycle, which is, let's say, regarding the selling of the produce. If he sells during that next 7 year window, where then she's going to be able to collect with her get and get that back. Where, because the Ilei Teimahach, and Rav Yisrael explains, where, yeah, what do you mean? Okay, fine, for 7 years, he could cover up for her. And for 7 years, he could sell produce. It's just for the 7 years after that, which he won't be able to sell produce. And the 7 years before that, where he won't be able to cover up for her. Now, so you're wondering, hello, but that's not going to be getting that's a pretty wide window. And Rav Yisrael says, because the Ilei Teimahach, if you don't say that, there's obviously going to be some room where he could cover up for her, and there's going to be a concern for Paris. But the day itself, so fine. It could be a yovel, a cycle, or that year, or that month, or that week. Now, even if, let's say, says you write the day itself, who knows if it was in the morning or in the evening? Ella, so meaning to say, what do you mean to say? Let's say she was Mazan in the morning. He hears about it. He's like, okay, quickly, let's go to court. I'm going to write for you a get, and it's going to say the day. Now, so she could say, I was divorced before, it doesn't say the hour, it doesn't say the seconds, I was divorced that day. Now, although Edom say you were Mizana that day, oh, that was after I was divorced, who knows what was before or later in the day. Ella, so rather, what does it help? L'yoyim d'kameh, l'yoyim d'basri, helps for the day before and the day after. I mean, the day after you can't sell Paris anymore, and the day before he can't cover up for her. Hachanam, yehan, l'shavu d'kameh, l'shavu d'basri, says the same thing is also over here. The zman you fulfilled. Now, well, what's it helping? It's helping for the Shemitah cycle before or the Shemitah cycle after. But again, it's the same thing, because even the day, no matter how far you go, there's going to be a window. On that, it doesn't make a difference how big the window is. At least it helps something regarding the idea of covering up and regarding the payers. Now, the Gemara continues asking on this this theme about, so what did they gain by making this institution of this man? So, Amali Ravina L'Rava. Ravina says to Rava as follows. Let's say Kasve. Let's say the husband wrote a get for his wife. Now, we continue on to the top of Yitches Med Aleph, but V'Eisvei B'Kistei puts it in his pocket, meaning he holds it for a long time. Why is he holding on to it? The Mefaisa, because if she calms down, if they appease and the fight stops, so Tefais, so she'll be appeased, and he won't divorce her. Now, if she doesn't get appeased and this fight is getting way too much, then he'll divorce her. Now, the thing is, once, so if let's say they don't calm down, they tried, but nothing's coming down. He gives her the get. When she receives the get is when she gets divorced. So on that, the question is, my, which, in other words, essentially what the question is, which seems to be Rashi's girsa, is also, maha ila chacham b'takana, what exactly did the sages gain with their takana? Because according to either interpretation, whether according to the concern of his nus, or according, let's say, the interpretation of Paris, where she's going to go ahead and collect from the lekuchas from the day that was written. So if you're saying that he could write it and hold on to it, which it could be the case where he's not going to, maybe should I divorce, should I not, let's see if this works out, and he only ends up divorcing her a month later, she's going to end up collecting from the day that it was written, which, again, is inappropriate. So what do they gain by writing a date if it's you're going to run into that problem? So Amalei, so Rava said to Ravina, Loimakdim inish peronosa lanavshe. A person usually doesn't preface bad things for himself. Now, in other words, that doesn't usually happen where he'll write again and keep it in his pocket, because no one wants to get divorced. And therefore, it's considered, quote, a peronis, something bad, and he's not going to do that, and therefore, we don't have to be concerned for such a case. You're right, that would be problematic if that would be the situation where he wrote it and only gave it at a much later point in time. But we're not concerned for such a situation. But the Gemara asks another of these type of questions. Amli Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, what do you do with Gitin HaBoim Medin Siyam? A get that comes from overseas, it's written in Nisan. It takes 6 months till it gets Eretz Yisrael. What did the Chacham gain with their Takana? The whole reason of the Takana is because of either the Peiros or because of this Nuz. Now the thing is, what do you mean? She's only divorced 6 months later. So it's only then, but if in those 6 months she's Mezano or regarding Peiros that are being sold, then it was not something she could collect from, and it's not something that if she was Mizan that she's going to be absolved. The problem is, we're going based on when it was written, which was 6 months before. How does that help us if you're going to run into these problems? So that Omalei said to him, no, Hanu Kala Islahu. That, there's word about that, meaning everyone knows it was sent from overseas. So therefore, whether regarding the concept of Znus, or whether regarding Peiros, she's going to have to prove when the get came to her. We're not going to be able to trust and say, oh, look at my get. It says in Nisan. Now, although in Ir, there's witnesses say I was Mizana, but look, it says in Nisan. They can say, what are you talking about? We know it came from overseas. It takes 6 months till it gets over here. You got to prove. You have to bring witnesses that tell us when you received it, and therefore that's not going to be a concern about where it's covering up for her or there's going to be concern for payers, because in such a situation, we know that there's this big gap between when it was written and when it was given. And therefore, there we're not going to run into the problems, because anyway, there it's going to be based on the witnesses who take testimony when she received it and not based on this man in the get itself.